Hey, what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here with NADA 2024, checking out the trade pending booth of my man, the one, the only, famous, Matthew Davis. What's up, brother?
Good to see you.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Doing great, man. You know, I'm so glad we connected, dude. I got to be honest with you. Just before we started recording, some people came over and started, giving you a nice pat on the back for your guys' content. And you just,
nice.
and that's how we connected. I was just like, I dig your vibe. Like, I'm loving what you're doing, you know? And it's you're willing to step out of the box and have a little fun with it, you know?
I mean, there's a lot of really boring software marketing out there.
Yeah.
And like, we're trying not to do that.
Well, no, and I appreciate it. I wildly appreciate it, all right? Well, I wanted to take some time, jam with you, and just find out, like, what's new and exciting with Trade Pending. I mean, I'm always hearing about you guys, you know, in the news in some way or form, or on social. So it's like, so what's new and exciting for you?
Yeah, the back half of 23 was kind of busy for us.
No kidding.
So here's where we are. So we've built and bought basically now a total of 8 products.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 of those through acquisition, or 4 of those through acquisition in 2 years. And so if you think about, well, what the heck is Trade Pending up to right now? Well, you know, after you get kind of past that initial freak out, like, holy crap, like, we just bought all these companies.
Yeah.
You have to take a step back and say, all right, well, we got to integrate the people. We got to integrate the processes. Mm-hmm. And then what's really important is, are you going to integrate the products or not? Because there's definitely a lot of companies here that have a philosophy, and there's not a right way or wrong way. It's just a way where they don't integrate the products.
Yes.
Right? That is not our approach. We are definitely we want to integrate the people, processes, and products all together so that you can have essentially, it's this amorphous software term that's kind of BS, but a platform.
Yes.
Right? And you want to have them integrate in a way that's not just on paper, like not the invoice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when we think about it, we got started on this in 23, and this is a big focus for us in 24, and that is making everything one essentially product or platform, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But so that way you've got table stakes, which is, let me just have one thing I can log into. Right?
Yeah.
I
just
mean,
one
it
thing.
Sounds super boring, and it kind of is, but it is table stakes. Like, you got to have that, because nobody wants to work with a company and have to sign into 8 different
there's
things.
Just way too many things.
Right. But then where it becomes really cool is when you can say, all right, well, we've got this video platform now through the Snapsell acquisition. We've got our product AutoBio digital brochures. What happens when you smash that together? Well, so now you as a salesperson could be sending someone everything they need to know about a vehicle and include a personalized video message in there with it. You can track it. You can see who views it, see who opens it. You know when to respond because they're clicking on it. And then, by the way, well, once they do that, there is an integrated next step in there. Well, let me value my trade. Let me calculate my payment. So you really start to get this kind of additive approach, the whole 1+1=3 type of thing.
Yeah, it's just all of these systems that, you know, are now kind of communicating with each other, but they're needed systems to, you know, to help my process at the at my dealership, right? You know, but I love the fact that you guys are connecting. So a lot of exciting things. All right. And I'm going to force you to, if you were to pick one, all right, what's the one that's just like, oh man, I'm so excited to integrate this and I can see what the value is to the dealerships?
It's the video and the digital brochures right now.
Yeah.
Like, video is wicked hot right
now
in terms of, like, because email, phone, text, they work great, right? They do. But at this point, everybody knows it's clutter. And so if your emails are getting a 10% open rate, 15% open rate, the videos are getting...
Well, and that's high, right?
Yeah,
like, that's high.
Videos are getting 50, 60% open rate. And we've got customers that will tell us, yeah, we had a customer come in and they drove past 3 other Honda dealerships to buy at our Honda dealership because we're the only one that took time to send them a video. Just saying, like,
it says so much.
Right.
Right?
It's so, like, that is super, super hot.
Well, and look, I mean, I video's really kind of been my thing for a long time. And, you know, and even as a salesperson, actually, I'll tell you a funny story. I started shooting sales videos on a Kodak flip cam, all right, with a whole whopping 1 megapixel.
Yeah.
All right. And I actually remember one of the first ones, and it's floating around out there. I should actually try to find it. But, you know, I had to put it on a tripod. I brought the car into the shop. Yeah. Right. And, you know, I was like, I hit record and I try to run around to the front of the car so that I could talk. Right.
Yeah.
I slipped on my ass. All right. Literally almost kind of like slipped and kind of like underneath the car. I like popped myself back up and just immediately went into it.
Right into it. You only got 1 megabyte. You got to hurry.
I know. I had to hurry. And, you know, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to edit this out before I send it to the person. Right. I had to upload it to YouTube.
Right.
Wait for YouTube to process, grab the link, and then send it to him. And sure enough, I didn't send him the edited version. I sent him the one of me literally falling on my ass. All right. But he ended up sharing with like a bunch of his friends because he thought it was absolutely funny. Look what the sales guy did, right? But I sold that car 100% because of that video. And I remember the customer going to goes, look, dude, I don't know if anybody else that would have committed what you committed to show me this vehicle. And he drove like 200 miles. It was way out of town.
Should have fallen on your ass a lot more.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm gonna, you know what? It's funny. And actually, I do actually encourage salespeople when they're creating the videos, leave in the mistakes. You're a human, know, like it's cool. It's, and I think that's one of the most impactful things actually about video is that, you know, you get to hear the tonality.
Right.
It's not black and white text, right? So right. I can hear the tonality. I can see the body language. Like I can really feel that salesperson's intent to want to serve the customer.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what we try to help with, and that is to coach, like, hey, make sure you smile. Like smile with your eyes, right? And include your personality. Unless you're boring, then maybe get somebody else to do it. But
yeah. But I mean, I think that's the coolest thing. Like not. I mean, not everybody buys a car every single day, right? This is a big transaction, you know, and then that person's personality and their commitment to the sale, all right, becomes a very large part of my experience.
Right.
And, you know, I get to experience what I'm getting myself into when I receive that video before I even show up to the dealership. Right. And I'm just like, I like this person. Like, this is going to be fun. You know, right. It sets the stage for them, right?
It's just a great way to build rapport right out of the gate, transparency with what they're going to expect in the process. It's a win.
Yeah. Hey, for everybody out there watching and listening right now, and you know, they may be in the video game or they're not in the video game yet. Give me a couple tips. What do you tell dealers out there?
Short and sweet.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to sell the farm, right? Definitely include your personality, smile when you're talking. Right. And that's pretty much it. Right. Everything else is
just be a person.
Just be a person.
Not
a
robot.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Right. In fact, the perfection is not the goal here.
No.
The goal is really just to have a easy process in place and say, like, every lead that I get, I'm going to send a video. We've got a story where it's a new salesperson. I'm blanking on the dealership name right now, but he'd been there for 6 months.
Yep.
Got in the process of essentially sending a digital brochure, an auto bio, with everything. And I'm really excited for them to incorporate video into that. They sent one to every lead, sent 1,000 out over a course of a few months. After 6 months, he's the number one sales guy.
Yeah. Well, I think what people are realizing out there is that, you know, when you're sending a video, you're not just selling the car. All right. You know, let's use an example of a new car. Right. All right. So it's a new, I don't know, Ford F-150. Well, I'm pretty confident there's a fair amount of new Ford F-150s out there. You know, tens of thousands of of F-150s out there. But there's not a lot of that particular salesperson,
right?
You know, and that was one of the most fascinating parts of getting into video and selling videos. I always thought I was selling the car,
but
in reality, I was selling myself.
Yeah,
and you know, because the customer had 50 other places they could pick up the exact same product for pretty much the exact same price, you know, but no, I had an opportunity to sell myself and make that human
video
connection.
Works really great on used inventory as well too.
Oh, for sure.
So it's even better because every one of those things is a snowflake. They're all different.
They all have their own stories.
It's a great opportunity to say like, oh, this is fantastic. Look at this great feature. Here's this nick right here. We're going to take care of that for you. Like you're being transparent in the process and people are really going to appreciate that. Same with like video and service. Like there's some really sophisticated video tools out there. We have like the lightweight, kick-ass, super easy and fast to use version of that, so that seeing is believing,
100%.
Right? So if you tell somebody they need new brakes in an email, they're gonna be like, shut up. If you send them a picture that they basically got widow makers on their car, then they're gonna be like, okay, right? It's huge for that.
Well, it creates transparency. It creates trust. All right. And for me as a consumer, it creates confidence that this is ultimately the company that I want to do business in.
Right.
But you know, and I like the fact that what you guys have done, because what you've done is you've taken these pieces of technology and you're starting to connect the dots to it, right? To kind of help simplify that process, right? Because a piece of technology is only as good as the process behind it. Yeah. And the process is only as effective as the people behind it, right? You know, we've said this for many, many years. We are in a people business, but you guys are now putting a face to that.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I think that's so cool.
Indeed. Me too.
It is. Hey, this has been a great chat. And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jason, for doing this. Hey guys, if you're out there watching and you're looking to kind of really up your game and better that experience and create more confidence, all right, with your customers, you guys got to check out what Trade Pending is doing. Thank you so much for watching. You guys have a wonderful day.